a small city nestled in northeastern Maryland. A perfect location between Baltimore and Philadelphia. This city of 15,000 people is the hometown of one of the most notable players in the history of baseball.
Swing it!
This week, we showcase the best youth baseball athletes from around the world in the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series. Live streaming coverage is powered by Giant, Big League Chew, and Visit Baltimore. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Good morning. This is the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net. I'm Ian Jett. Today's first matchup at the Cal Seniors Yard here in Aberdeen, Maryland is Mexico and New Zealand. Mexico at New Zealand. Mexico beat Korea yesterday 3-1. New Zealand beat Australia yesterday 7-3. In the Mexico game, there were two home runs hit, one by Joel Abreja and the other one hit by Jorge Ramos. Step away real quick as the PA announcer will announce the lineups and roster for the two teams.
Cole Williams. Assistant coach is number 20, Carlos Pacheco. And number 22, Eliseo Villarreal. The players, number 10, Herman Duarte. Number 23, Christian Yanez. Number 5, Israel Espinosa. Number 4, Pedro Quintana. And number 6, Eric Ordonez. The manager, number 27, Jose Valdez. And the starting lineup for this morning's game in center field, number 13, Jorge Ramos. The third baseman, number 12, Joel Abarra. Batting third, the pitcher, number 7, Roque Salinas. The extra hitter, number 16, Vidal Sotella. In right field, number 14, Hans Chacon. At first base, number 24, Juan Cota. At second base, number 17, Carlo Rios. Batting 8 at shortstop, number 8, Hector Mota. Batting 9th in left field, number 9, Jared Serna. And catching, number 11, Abraham Alvarez. And now for the home team, the New Zealand International Champions. Let's meet the bat boys, Connor Craig and Dylan Shriver. Assistant coaches, number 28, Nick Stanley. Number 26, Jamie Wilson. Players, number 8, Shiloh Fruin. Number 16, Caleb Taylor. Number 5, Harrison Loff. Number 12, Taylor Irwin. And number 9, Beckham Crooks. The manager, number 19, Dan Tan. Now the starting lineup for New Zealand. Batting first in center field, number 2, Nico Pouaka Grigo. Batting second at first base, number 14, Hudiwaka Repia. Batting third at third base, number 29, Marcus Figueia. Batting fourth in left field, number 13, Dominic Elliott. Batting fifth in catching, number 4, Clayton Campbell. Batting sixth at second base, number 10, Rocky Yates. Batting seventh in right field, number 11, Harry Smiley. Batting 8th, the extra hitter, number 17, Tiati Paul. Batting 9th, the pitcher, number 7, Jaden Dawson. And batting 10th, the shortstop, number 6, Taichi Nakao. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise and that gentlemen remove your hats as we will honor the national anthems of Mexico, New Zealand, and the United States.
Thank you.
The Cal Ripken Division of the Babe Ruth League stresses sportsmanship and fair play at all times. Reading the Babe Ruth sportsmanship code this morning and representing New Zealand is Taylor the Badger Irwin.
Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding of and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
Well done, Taylor.
Thank you.
The umpires for this morning's game, behind home plate is Mr. Rick Garzillo, and on the bases is Mr. Thomas Martin and Mr. Pat Eldridge. Please give these gentlemen a warm round of applause as they volunteer their time to umpire the Cal Ripken World Series. Now there is only one thing left to do. New Zealand, are you ready? Mexico, are you ready? All right, let's play ball.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Big League Chew, the player's bubblegum, is now the official bubblegum of Ripken Baseball. It's the number one shredded gum sold in the U.S., and it can now be enjoyed in gumball form. Look for Big League Chew bubblegum pouches at the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And don't forget your favorite retailer, where you can now find team buckets of individually wrapped Big League Chew gumballs. Whether in the dugout or in the stands, baseball and Big League Chew bubblegum are the perfect summer combo. You'll find a whole lot of gum in every pouch.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Jett for SFM Sports. You're listening to the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series here on SFM Sports. This morning's matchup is between New Zealand and Mexico. New Zealand, the home team, is on the field right now. Mexico, the away team, in the on-deck circle warming up. Mexico's lineup today: leadoff Jorge Ramos, the center fielder, followed by Joel Abreja, the third baseman, Roque Salinas, the pitcher. Batting fourth is Vidal Sotelo, the extra hitter. Right fielder Hans Chacon follows him. Juan Cota, the first baseman, follows him. Carlos Rios, the second baseman. Then the shortstop, Hector Mora, followed by left fielder Jared Serna. And rounding out the lineup for Mexico is Abraham Alvarez, number 11. In the field for New Zealand, pitching is Jaden Dawson, Clayton Campbell behind the plate. Left to right is Dominic Elliott, Nico Poaccagrego in center, Harry Smiley in right, third base Marcus Fagega, Tai Chi Nakao at shortstop, Rocky Yates at second, and Hudiwaka Rapea is at first base. Starting pitchers today are brought to you by Healthy Communities Fed by Giant Food. Both teams are 1-0 in the standings. As mentioned before, Mexico beat Korea yesterday 3-1. Australia lost, and New Zealand beat Australia 7-3 yesterday as well. New Zealand had 10 hits in that game, while Mexico only had 5 hits, but that was enough to get the win. So both teams are 1-0. One of these teams has to lose today, and the top two teams out of their group advance to the semifinals on Thursday. Australia and the Republic of Korea, both 0-1, are playing on Nationals Field. So two big games for this group today. Just about to get underway here as the teams are still warming up. New Zealand still warming up in the field, and Mexico in the batter's box. And the center fielder, Jorge Ramos, is about to step into the batter's box for the first pitch this morning. Again, Jaden Dawson pitching for New Zealand today. Clayton Campbell behind the plate. Huge game for both of these teams. Going into tomorrow, both of these teams want to win. Mexico plays Australia tomorrow, and New Zealand plays Korea. So whoever loses this game tomorrow needs a win. Excuse me, whoever loses this game today needs a win tomorrow to possibly advance to the semifinals on Thursday. The outfield, some of the grounds crew is trying to fix a Venable sign wall and fell down. That's what the delay is for. I just want to remind you all, you can watch all the games at Cal Seniors Yard with the with Trekker Live. Never miss a single play. Get the app in the iTunes or Google Play Store and take the games with you. You can also get the app by visiting sfmsports.net and click the CRWS link. SFM Sports and the Trekker app, a winning combination. Starting pitcher for New Zealand, Jared Dawson, still throwing now after the little delay here. Grounds crew still trying to work on the wall out there and left center field, right near the scoreboard to the left of it. And want to remind you, you never miss a single hit at the Cal Ripken World Series. Get the games on your mobile device. Just visit sfmsports.net and tap on the CRWS link. Follow the scoring live with Game Changer. Get the instant social media updates. Watch video interviews and listen to every single game. It's all free and available wherever you go. Just go to sfmsports.net from your mobile device. And the leadoff hitter from Mexico, Jorge Ramos, is stepping up to the plate after the short delay. Jared Dawson sets. And the first pitch is on the outside part of the plate for a strike. First pitch this morning is at 10 o'clock on the dot. So an 0-1 count to the Mexican leadoff hitter, Jorge Ramos. Left center field, and going over and making the catch in front of the left fielder is Nico Pau-Acagrego, the center fielder, for the first out of the ball game. So one down here in the top of the first inning for Mexico. It'll bring up the third baseman, number 12, Joel Abreja. First pitch to him up high for ball number one. So 1-0 count now to Abreja. Hit past the third baseman down the line. Bounces off of the wall. Throw in by Dominic Elliott is not in time. And Joel Abreja will go into second base with a one-out double here in the top of the first inning. It'll bring up the pitcher, Roque Salinas. He'll bat here with one down and a runner on second. Here's the first pitch to him. That's going to be upstairs for ball number one. So 1-0 count now to Salinas. Jaden Dawson on the mound, sitting at second for Mexico after the one-out double is Abreja. Dawson sets, looks back at second. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's going to be hit foul sharply off to the right side. Evens up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 count to Roque Salinas. Grabs another bat. One down here in the top of the first inning between New Zealand and Mexico. Mexico has a runner on second base in Abreja. Salinas at the plate has a 1-1 count. Here's Dawson's 1-1 pitch. That's going to be hit into right field and going to be dropped by the right fielder, Harry Smiley. And going over to third, had a hold up, is Abreja. So he's now on third. And Salinas is in there at safely at first base. So now runners on the corners is going to bring up the extra hitter. Vidal Sotelo. So runners on the corners now for Mexico here in the first inning, top of the first, 0-0 score, one down. First pitch to Sotelo. He's going to ground that past the second baseman, and coming in the score for the first run of the ball game is Abreja, and it's going to be a 1-2 lead for Mexico here in the top of the first as Sotelo gets the RBI single with one down. Mexico leads New Zealand 1-0. Going over to second is Salinas, so now runners at second and first for Mexico. It'll bring up Hans Chacon. First pitch to him is outside for ball one, so a 1-0 count to Chacon, the right fielder. Middle of the infield is playing a double play depth for New Zealand. 1-0 pitch on the way, outside for ball two. 2-0 count now to Chacon. Again, one out here in the top of the first. Mexico leads 1-0 over New Zealand. 2-0 pitch on the way. Going to be grounded foul past the third base bag to make the count 2-1. So 2-1 count to Chacon, the right fielder from Mexico. Jaden Dawson on the mound. Nacal, the shortstop, playing on the edge of the grass in the outfield, as is Rocky Yates, the second baseman. Third baseman also, Marcus Figueira, playing back as well. Dawson's 2-1 pitch on the way. It's going to be grounded to the third baseman. He's going to throw over to first, and it's not going to be in time as Chacon is in there safely at first, and now Mexico have the bases loaded with one out here in the top of the first. Moving over to third base is Salinas, the pitcher, and going over to second safely is Sotelo, as Chacon is in there safely at first base. It'll bring up Juan Cota, the first baseman. So bases loaded here in the top of the first. Here's the first pitch. That's going to be grounded foul off to the right side. It's the 0-1 count now to Cota, the first baseman. Again, Mexico, New Zealand, both 1-0 in the standings. Mexico has a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. 0-1 pitch to Cota on the way. Grounds that. Hits the third base bag. And the Marcus Figueira, the third baseman, cannot handle it as Salinas comes in to score the second run for Mexico in this inning. And so it's a 2-0 lead over New Zealand. The bases are still loaded. Sotelo moved over to third base. And Chacon moved over to second as Cota is in there safely at first. Now here's Rios. He's going to take the first pitch inside. Carlo Rios, the second baseman, has a 1-0 count against him. Still bases loaded. One down here in the top of the first. Mexico leads 2-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Going to be swung on and missed. Evens up the count at 1-1. 1-1 count to Rios. Jaden Dawson on the mound for New Zealand here in this 10 o'clock game. Dawson's 1-1 pitch on the way. Just misses outside for ball two. 2-1 count now to Carlo Rios, the second baseman of Mexico. Bases are loaded for Mexico. Soltelo at third. Here's the pitch. It's going to be grounded to third. It's going to get past the Figueroa. Two runs are going to score going to third. And they're going to wave him home as Dominic Elliott cannot handle it in left field. That is a three-bagger for Carlo Rios, and that is now a 5-0 ball game. Mexico leads over New Zealand here in the top of the first inning, and we're going to have a meeting on the mound. Crazy play there. Got past the third baseman, Figueroa. He couldn't handle it, and then it went into left field on this turf. Dominic Elliott couldn't handle it, and the third base coach for Mexico was just giving the windmill to all his players as Rios ended up at third base. So a 5-0 lead now for Mexico here in the top of the first. It's going to bring up the shortstop, Hector Mora. Dawson's still pitching. Here's the first pitch to Mora. He's going to hit that to left field. Going back is Dominic Elliott. He's going to camp under it, make the catch. Tagging up from third is Rios, and he is in there safely as the throw was just a little bit late, and it's now a 6-0 ball game in favor of Mexico over New Zealand here in the top of the first with two outs. It'll bring up the left fielder, Jared Serna. First pitch to Serna. That's going to be on the outside part of the plate for strike number one. So a 0-1 count now to Serna, the Mexican left fielder. Mexico leads New Zealand here in the top of the first inning with two outs, 6-0 over New Zealand. 0-1 pitch to Serna on the way. He's going to hit that foul, and it's going to be out of play behind the dugouts in the stands. Bring the count to 0-2. Serna is the ninth Mexican hitter here in the top of the first inning. On the mound for New Zealand, Jaden Dawson. 0-2 pitch on the way. Outside for ball one. So 1-2 count now to Serna, the left fielder. There are two down, however, in the top of the first, but Mexico has started early. 1-2 count on the way. Swing and miss for strike number three. So New Zealand and Jaden Dawson finally get out of it, but not before Mexico explodes for six runs here in the top of the first inning. We're headed to the bottom of the first. Due up for New Zealand, Pakawa, Grego, Rapia, and Figueroa. They're going to try to cut into this Mexican lead. They lead 6-0. You're listening to the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series here on SFM Sports.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Jett for SFM Sports here at the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Mexico leads New Zealand 6-0 as Mexico exploded in the first inning. Sent nine batters at the plates. New Zealand tried to do the same thing as Nico Poaccagrego will lead off the center fielder. Pitching for Mexico, Roque Salinas. Here is the first pitch to Poaccagrego. Gonna just miss inside for 1-0 count. So 1-0 is the count to Nico Poaccagrego. 1-0 pitch on the way. He's gonna hit that into left field. Going over and making the catch is Jared Serna, the left fielder. So two pitches, one out for Roque Salinas. It'll bring up Hudwaka Rapia, the first baseman. First pitch to Rapia. Swing and a miss for strike one, 0-1 count. Behind the plate, Abraham Alvarez for Mexico, Juan Cota at first, Carlo Rios at second, Hector Mora at shortstop, 0-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike two, 0-2 count now to Rapia. Third baseman, Joel Abreja. Left to right after the 0-2 pitch. Just misses down low for ball one, so 1-2 count now to Rapia. Serna in left, Ramos in center, and Chacon in right. 1-2 pitch on the way. Going to be grounded foul past the first baseman to keep the count at 1-2. Hudwaka Rapia is at the plate for New Zealand. There's one down here at the bottom of the first inning. Mexico leads 6-0. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. So Salinas wins the battle there, and that's going to bring up the third baseman, Marcus Figueroa, to bat with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Here is the first pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed for strike number one, so an 0-1 count to Figueroa. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. 6-0, Mexico leads. 0-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike two, so an 0-2 count now to Marcus Figueroa, the third baseman of New Zealand. On the mound for Mexico is Roque Salinas. Here's Salinas' 0-2 pitch. Going to be popped up. Ranging over is the first baseman, Cota. He does not have a play as that goes foul. It's going to keep the count at 0-2. So an 0-2 count now to the third baseman of New Zealand, Marcus Figueroa. Two outs here on the bottom of the first where Mexico leads New Zealand 6-0. 0-2 pitch on the way. Checked his swing, did Figueroa, and it's a 1-2 count. No appeal down to the first base umpire. So 1-2 count now to Marcus Figueroa. Salinas on the mound. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Figueroa. Swing and a miss for strike three. Gets past the catcher Alvarez. He'll throw down to first in time for the third out and the second straight strikeout for Salinas on the mound. Mexico heads to the top of the second, leading by a score of 6-0. Due up for them is Alvarez, Ramos, and Abreja. You are listening to the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net.
Nursing is what you do with a spirit of caring and a desire to do more. Stevenson Nursing empowers advancing professionals to step into leading roles and impact healthcare at a higher level, to shape your career based on your interests. Stevenson Nurses expand their career paths by completing an RN to BS or through one of three part-time master's degree areas of concentration. Visit Stevenson.edu now to see how Stevenson University can put the future of your nursing career directly in your hands.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
This is the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Jett for SFM Sports. We are in the top of the second here at Cal Seniors Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland for the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series. Mexico leads New Zealand 6-0. Mexico exploded for six runs in the top of the first inning. Due up for them this inning, who the only player and batter who didn't get a chance to hit in that top of the first inning, Abraham Alvarez, the catcher. He'll lead it off for Mexico. Still on the mound is Jaden Dawson for New Zealand. First pitch to Alvarez here in the top of the second. It's up high for ball one. So a 1-0 count to Alvarez, the catcher. New Zealand went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and miss for strike one to even up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 count to Abraham Alvarez, the catcher. Heading into this game, both teams were 1-0 in the group standings. 1-1 pitch on the way. Hits the inside part of the plate for strike two. Nice little curveball there by Dawson on the mound. Came at the hitter and then came back on the plate. So 1-2 pitch on the way. Outside for ball two. 2-2 count now to Alvarez, the catcher. So saying both teams came in, Mexico and New Zealand, with a 1-0 stand in the standings. Game very important. 2-2 pitch on the way. Hit into left field and right at the left fielder, Dominic Elliott. So four pitches, one out for New Zealand here in the top of the second. He'll flip over the lineup now for Jorge Ramos, who flew out his first at bat. So one down here in the top of the second. Mexico leads New Zealand 6-0. The plate, Ramos, the center fielder. First pitch to him. It's going to be grounded to the first baseman, Repea. Going over the bag, dives and beats the speedy Ramos to the bag. What a play there by Repea, the first baseman. Went to his right, got backhanded the ball, then dove to the first base bag to get the second out of the inning. So two down now here in the top of the second. It'll bring up Joel Abreja, the third baseman, who had a double his first at bat. And that first pitch to him, this at bat, just misses inside. So 1-0 count now. Abreja came around to score the first run of the ball game for Mexico. 1-0 pitch on the way. Up high for ball two. So a 2-0 count now to Abreja. Two down here in the top of the second. Mexico leads New Zealand 6-0. 2-0 pitch on the way. That's going to be hit over the leaping try of Marcus Figueroa. It's going to go to the wall and going sliding into second safely with another double is Joel Abreja with two down here in the top of the second. Dominic Elliott played the carom off the wall, threw it, and just a little bit late with the speedy Abreja sliding into second safely. So Roje Salinas, the pitcher, will step up to the plate now here with two down on the top of the second. He had a single his first at bat, also came around to score. First pitch to him this at bat is inside for ball number one. So a 1-0 count now to Salinas. At second, Abreja after the double. On the mound, Dawson. 1-0 pitch on the way. Misses up high for ball two. So a 2-0 count now to Salinas. Dawson still pitching for New Zealand. Two down here in the top of the second. 2-0 pitch up high and outside for ball three. Count goes to 3-0. 3-0 count to Salinas. At second base is Abreja for Mexico. They lead 6-0. Dawson's 3-0 pitch. Misses up high for ball four. So Salinas on base again with a walk. It'll bring up the extra hitter, Vidal Sotelo, who had a single his first bat as well. So two on, two out here in the top of the second for Mexico. Here's the first pitch to Sotelo. Runners go, and they are both safe. Double steal as Abreja stole third, and Salinas is right behind him. He goes into second. So 1-0 count now to Sotelo here in the top of the second. Runners at second and third now. Mexico leads 6-0. 1-0 pitch from Dawson is outside for ball two. 2-0 count now to Sotelo. Mexico trying to add to their 6-0 lead here against New Zealand. 2-0 pitch on the way. Going to be hit into left field. Going back is Dominic Elliott at the wall. He's not going to have a chance as that's going to be over the wall in left center field for a three-run home run by Vidal Sotelo. It'll score Abreja from third, Salinas from second, and it is now a 9-0 ball game for Mexico here in the top of the second with two outs over New Zealand. And the New Zealand coach is out to the mound, and it looks like we will have a pitching change as Mexico scored six runs in the first, and Jaden Dawson on the mound for New Zealand in the top of the second here got two outs and then allowed a double and a walk, then allowed the three-run home run. So there will be a pitching change here as Mexico leads New Zealand 9-0 in the top of the second inning. The home run was hit by Sotelo, the extra hitter. As soon as I know who the pitcher is, I will let you know. So Mexico leads New Zealand here 9-0. In the top of the second. There are two down, however. Hans Chacon, the right fielder, will step up to the plate after the pitching change, and the pitching change is brought to you by Healthy Communities Fed by Giant Food. Looks like it's going to be Beckham Crooks. He'll be replacing Jared Dawson on the mound, so Beckham Crooks is now pitching for New Zealand. Here in the top of the second, New Zealand trailing Mexico 9-0. Mexico scored six runs in the first inning, have scored three so far in this second inning, all with two outs. Abreja got the two-out double. Then Salinas walked. Double steal, put runners on second and third, and then with a 2-0 count, Sotelo, the extra hitter, smashed a three-run shot over the left center field wall to make it a 9-0 ball game. So Beckham Crooks now on the mound for New Zealand, relieving Jaden Dawson. Hans Chacon, the right fielder for Mexico, steps up to the plate now. First pitch from Crooks is on the way. Hits the outside part of the plate for strike number one. So Chacon has a 0-1 count against him here in the top of the second with two outs. Crooks' 0-1 pitch. Hits the inside part of the plate for strike two. So an 0-2 count now to Hans Chacon, the right fielder. Here is Crooks' 0-2 pitch. It's grounded foul into the Mexican dugout off to the left side. Keeps the count at 0-2. Again, we're here in the top of the second inning where Mexico leads New Zealand 9-0 with two outs. Here's the 0-2 pitch on the way. That is outside for ball one. So 1-2 count now to Chacon, the right fielder for Mexico. On the mound, replacing Jaden Dawson, is Beckham Crooks. 1-2 pitch to Chacon on the way. Thought about it, but did not swing. Count goes even now at 2-2. So a 2-2 count now to Chacon. Here is the 2-2 pitch from Crooks. Outside for ball three. So Chacon works the count full. Now 3-2 with two down here in the top of the second. 3-2 pitch from Crooks on the way. Outside for ball four. So Chacon works the walk. And that'll bring up Cota. Juan Cota, the first baseman, who had a single his first at bat. Crooks looking over at Chacon at first base here with two down. First pitch swing hit into right center field. Calling it and dropping it is the center fielder, Pacquiao Grego, and coming in to score all the way from first base, who was off with the pitch, is Chacon. That's now a 10-0 score in favor of Mexico. Little miscommunication there out in the outfield as Nico Paaka Grego and Harry Smiley both came over to catch the ball. Ran into each other. Ball popped out of the center fielder's glove and allowed Juan Cota to get to second base. So 10-0 now, Mexico leads. First pitch to Carlos Rios is inside. 1-0 count to him. Cota at second base. 1-0 count. 1-0 pitch to Rios on the way. Hits that way foul off to the left side to even up the count at 1-1. In the top of the second here, 1-1 count to Carlo Rios, the second baseman for Mexico. Mexico leads 10-0 over New Zealand. 1-1 pitch from Crooks on the way, outside for ball two. 2-1 count now to Carlo Rios, the second baseman. Standing on second, Juan Cota. 2-1 pitch from Crooks on the way, outside for ball three. 3-1 is the count now to Carlo Rios. But there are two down. Here's the pitch from Crooks. Grounded to the shortstop. Nakao, he throws over to first, beats the speedy Carlo Rios, but not before Mexico add four more runs, increase their lead to 10-0. When we come back in the bottom of the second inning, Elliott, Campbell, and Yates do up for New Zealand. They trail 10-0. You're listening to the Cal Ripken World Series, powered by SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back inside Cal Ripken Senior Yard here in Aberdeen, Maryland. 2015 Cal Ripken World Series. Mexico leads New Zealand here in the bottom of the first, 10-0. Leading off is Dominic Elliott, the left fielder for New Zealand in this bottom of the second inning. Salinas, the Mexican pitcher, still pitching. 1-0 count to Elliott as that first pitch was outside. So 1-0 count to Dominic Elliott. The rule is here in the Cal Ripken World Series, 10 runs after 4. 1-0 pitch on the way, swing and a miss for strike one to even up the count. So the home team, if they are trailing by 10 runs after 4, they lose. So New Zealand has 3 innings to go. Swing and a miss for strike two on the 1-2 pitch outside. So 1-2 count now to Dominic Elliott. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Salinas. Misses outside for ball two. So a 2-2 count now to Dominic Elliott, the New Zealand left fielder. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Salinas. Swing and a miss for strike three. Catcher Alvarez held onto it. So three straight strikeouts for the Mexican pitcher Salinas, and that'll bring up Clayton Campbell, the catcher, to bat here in the second inning with one down.
Number 4, Campbell.
Here's the first pitch to Campbell today. He's going to foul that straight back, and that'll make the count 0-1. So an 0-1 count now to the catcher, Clayton Campbell. On the mound is Roque Salinas. 0-1 pitch from Salinas on the way. It's going to be fouled back behind the dugout to bring the count to 0-2. In the bottom of the second here with one down, Mexico leads 10-0 over New Zealand. Both teams entered today's game with a 1-0 record. At the plate is Campbell, and he grounds the 0-2 pitch back to the pitcher Salinas. He throws over to Juan Cota at first for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Rocky Yates. So now two down here in the bottom of the second inning. Rocky Yates will see the first pitches today. First pitch to him is hit foul off the right side. Checked his swing there. It's a 0-1 count. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Salinas on the way. Way outside. Keeps the count, brings the count even at 1-1. So 1-1 count to Rocky Yates, the New Zealand second baseman here in the bottom of the second inning with two outs. Here is the 1-1 pitch from Salinas. Swing and a miss for strike two, so a 1-2 count now to Rocky Yates, the New Zealand second baseman. Roque Salinas on the mound for Mexico. Here is the 1-2 pitch from Salinas. Swing and a miss for strike three. The catcher held onto it, and that is the fourth strikeout of the game for Roque Salinas. New Zealand goes 1-2-3 again here in the bottom of the second inning. We're headed to the top of the third. Mora, Serna, and Alvarez are due up for Mexico. They lead 10-0. You're listening to the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. Ian Jett here for SFM Sports. We're in the top of the third inning where Mexico leads New Zealand 10-0. Leading off for Mexico this inning is Hector Mora, the shortstop. Had a sac fly back in the first. He is 0-for-0 today. On the mound is Beckham Crooks, who replaced Jaden Dawson, the starter, after giving up 9 runs. Might have a defensive change here. I'll let you know if that happens. So we have a couple changes here. Number 16 for New Zealand, Caleb Taylor, comes in to replace Clayton Campbell, the catcher. And number 8 Shiloh Ferreira comes in as that first pitch to Mora is popped up, so an behind the plate, so that he is now has an 0-1 count against him. Shiloh Ferran comes in for Nico Pacagrego. At the plate for Mexico is Mora. Here's the 0-1 pitch to him. Outside for ball one to even up the count at 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Outside for ball two. 2-1 count now to Hector Mora. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the way. It's going to be grounded foul past the third base bag. Evens up the count at 2-2. So again, Caleb Taylor now into the game for New Zealand behind the plate. And Shiloh Fruin is in the game in center field. 2-2 pitch to Mora is outside to bring the count full to 3-2. On the mound, Beckham Crooks for New Zealand. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Crooks. Grounded foul once again to keep the count at 3-2. No outs here in the top of the third. 3-2 pitch from Crooks on the way. Grounded to the third baseman over the first third base bag. And that is a foul ball. Excuse me, just missed the bag. Keeps the count at 3-2. Hector Mora, the shortstop, will come back and get another try at getting on base. So 3-2 count to Mora. Mexico leads 10-0 here in the top of the third inning. Three-two pitch from Crooks on the way. Hit into left field and it's going to get past the glove of Dominic Elliott, the left fielder, and going into second safely with a no-out double is Hector Mora. Worked the count full, fouled off a couple pitches, and then hit one into left field to the wall. So Hector Mora is in there safely at second base with a double here with no outs in the top of the third, and Mexico are trying to add to their lead. Have a pinch hitter here for Mexico is Israel Espinoza will pinch hit for Serna. First pitch to Espinoza today. Inside and taking off for third with the stolen base is Hector Mora. So a 1-0 count now to Espinoza, who's pinch hitting for Jared Serna in left field. Here's a 1-0 pitch from Crooks. Outside for ball two. 2-0 count now. To the pinch hitter, Israel Espinoza. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Crooks. Hits the inside part of the plate for strike one. So now a 2-1 count. In his only plate appearance today, Jared Serna, who started in left field, struck out. Israel Espinoza now pinch hitting for him here on the top of the third inning. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swing and miss for strike two to even up the count at 2-2. Standing on third for Mexico is Hector Mora after the double and stolen base. Mexico leads 10-0. 2-2 pitch on the way. Popped up into shallow left field. Going back and making the catch is the third baseman, Fagega, for the first out of the inning. So Espinoza comes on to pinch hit and pops out. It'll bring Abraham Alvarez up, the catcher who flew out his first at bat. First pitch to him this at bat. Little tapper out in front of the mound. Throw on to first for the second out of the inning, but Mora comes in to score the 11th Mexican run. Abraham Alvarez hit a little number past the pitcher's mound in between first base for a sacrifice. And it is now 11-0 Mexico over New Zealand here in the top of the third. Still only one down. It will flip over the lineup for Jorge Ramos. First pitch to Ramos is in there for a strike. 0-1 count now. Ramos is 0-2 on the day. Flew out and ground out in the first two innings. 0-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike two. So an 0-2 count now to Ramos. Two down here on the top of the third. Mexico leads 11-0 over New Zealand. On the mound is Crooks for New Zealand. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Crooks. Misses upstairs for ball one. A 1-2 count now to Ramos, the Mexican center fielder. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Crooks. Misses outside for ball two to even up the count at 2-2. So Jorge Ramos, the center fielder for Mexico, has a 2-2 count against him here in the top of the third with two outs. 2-2 pitch from Crooks on the way. Popped up to the first baseman, Repea, and he catches it for the third out of the inning, but not before Mexico add another run. They now lead New Zealand 11-0, headed to the bottom of the third. Smiley Te'atapau and the pitcher Beckham Crooks are due up for New Zealand in the bottom of the third. You are listening to the Cal Ripken World Series, powered by SFMSports.net.
When my coworker asked me to cover for him, I should have known not to tell our boss that he took his kid to the doctor. Turns out, he doesn't have kids. He doesn't even have a pet. Now I know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, I should have known that Geico has been around for over 75 years. Why didn't I know that? That is huge. That is over 75 years of experience and knowledge for my benefit. Now I know. And now you know. And now I have one less coworker and double the work.
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico has been around for over 75 years, it's time to bestow even more knowledge on you. Geico could help you save on motorcycle and RV coverage, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. No wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand those numbers.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Cal Ripken World Series. We're in the bottom of the third here. I'm Ian Jett for SFM Sports. Mexico leads New Zealand 11-0. The score holds this inning. New Zealand is down to their final two innings. Still on the mound pitching for Mexico is Roque Salinas. In left field now for Mexico is Israel Espinoza, who came on a pinch hit for Jared Serna. And leading off for New Zealand, getting his first plate appearance, is Harry Smiley, the right fielder. Here in the bottom of the third inning, Mexico leads New Zealand 11-0. Harry Smiley to lead it off for New Zealand. First pitch to Smiley on the way. Swing and miss for strike one. Roque Salinas set the New Zealand batters down in order both innings. Trying to do the same here. 0-1 pitch on the way. Just misses outside for ball number one. So a 1-1 count now to Harry Smiley, the right fielder of New Zealand. The pitch swung on and missed for strike two. Now a 1-2 count now to Harry Smiley. Mexico leads here in the bottom of the third, 11-0. 0-2 count against Smiley, the right fielder. Salinas pitching for Mexico. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed for the fifth strikeout of the day for Roque Salinas and the first out here in the bottom of the third inning. It'll bring up the extra hitter, Teati Paul, for his first plate appearance of the day. First pitch to him. Hits the outside part of the plate for strike number one. So 0-1 count now to Teati Paul. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Salinas. That's outside to even up the count at 1-1. 1-1 count now to Paul, the extra hitter of New Zealand. One down here at the bottom of the third inning. Here's Salinas' 1-1 pitch. It's fouled off behind the plate for strike number two to bring the count to 1-2. So 1-2 count now to Paul, the extra hitter of New Zealand, with one down here at the bottom of the third, where Mexico leads New Zealand 11-0. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Salinas. Swing and miss for strike three in the third straight strikeout for Salinas, and that is his sixth of the ball game. So six strikeouts now in 2 2/3 innings for Salinas, the Mexican pitcher. That'll bring up Beckham Crooks, the pitcher. First pitch to him. Outside for ball one. 1-0 count to Beckham Crooks, the New Zealand pitcher, who came on to replace Jaden Dawson. 1-0 pitch from Salinas on the way. Swing and a miss for strike one to even up the count at 1-1. A 1-1 count now to Beckham Crooks. Pitching for Mexico is Roque Salinas. Two outs here in the bottom of the third, where Mexico leads 11-0. 1-1 pitch from Salinas is outside for ball two. 2-1 count now to Beckham Crooks, the New Zealand pitcher. Pitcher versus pitcher matchup here in the bottom of the third inning. 2-1 pitch from Salinas on the way. Swing and miss to even up the count at 2-2. 2-2 count now to Beckham Crooks with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Roque Salinas on the mound for Mexico. His team leads 11-0 over New Zealand. 2-2 pitch from Salinas on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three in the fourth straight strikeout and the seventh of the game for Roque Salinas. He strikes out the side here in the bottom of the third and headed to the top of the fourth. Mexico leads New Zealand 11-0. You are listening to the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series here on SFM Sports.
Nursing is what you do with a spirit of caring and a desire to do more. Stevenson Nursing empowers advancing professionals to step into leading roles and impact healthcare at a higher level, to shape your career based on your interests. Stevenson Nurses expand their career paths by completing an RN to BS or through one of three part-time master's degree areas of concentration. Visit stevenson.edu now to see how Stevenson University can put the future of your nursing career directly in your hands.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once. like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. Ian Jett here for SFM Sports. We're in the top of the fourth inning. 11-0, Mexico leads. We have another pitching change for New Zealand as Taylor Irwin comes on to pitch for Beckham Crooks. The pitching change is brought to you by Healthy Communities Fed by Giant Foods. So into the game, and the third pitcher of the game for New Zealand is Taylor Irwin. Leading off is the catcher for the third baseman, Joel Abreja, who is 2-for-2 on the day with two doubles and two runs scored. First pitch to him this at bat, right down the middle for strike number one. 0-1 count now to Joel Abreja, the third baseman for Mexico. Taylor Irwin pitching for New Zealand, 0-1 pitch outside for ball one. Evens up the count at 1-1. It is New Zealand's third pitcher in four innings. No outs here in the top of the fourth. Irwin's 1-1 pitch on the way. Hit just over the first base bag. Going over and making the catch is Rapea. So Abreja is retired for the first time today. He is 2-for-3. It'll bring up Roque Salinas, the pitcher, with one down here in the top of the fourth inning. Salinas had a single his first at bat and a walk his second, scored both times. First pitch to him this at bat, grounded sharply to the first baseman, and diving again is the first baseman. Rapea did the same thing in the first inning to get one out. Backhanded the ball and beat the speedy Mexican runner Roque Salinas to the bag for the second out of the inning. It'll bring up the extra hitter Vidal Sotelo, who had a three-run shot back in the second inning. First pitch to him this at-bat, however, is outside for ball number one. So a 1-0 count to Vidal Sotelo, the extra hitter for Mexico, here with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Taylor Irwin pitching. Here's a 1-0 pitch from him. It'll be fouled back behind the Mexican dugout to the left side to even up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 count now to Sotelo. Here's Irwin's 1-1 pitch. Can be fouled straight back to bring the count to 1-2. A 1-2 count now to Sotelo, the extra hitter from Mexico. They lead 11-0 here in the top of the fourth. But, however, there are two outs. 1-2 pitch from Irwin on the way. Hit into center field, going back is Fruan, and he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So three outs, the first inning that Mexico fails to score in. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Last chance for New Zealand. Due up for them is Nakao, Fruen, and Rapea. They trail 11-0. You are listening to the Cal Ripken World Series here on SFM Sports.
Big League Chew, the player's bubblegum, is now the official bubblegum of Ripken Baseball. It's the number one shredded gum sold in the U.S., and it can now be enjoyed in gumball form. Look for Big League Chew bubblegum pouches at the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And don't forget your favorite retailer, where you can now find team buckets of individually wrapped Big League Chew gumballs. Whether in the dugout or in the stands, baseball and Big League Chew bubblegum are the perfect summer combo. You'll find a whole lot of gum in every pouch.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Visit sfmsports.net on your phone to listen live and get instant score updates powered by Giant.
Welcome back. We're here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Roque Salinas still on the mound. Leading off for New Zealand is Nakao, the shortstop. First pitch to him right down the middle for strike number one. 0-1 count to Nakao, the shortstop. Here in the bottom of the fourth, Mexico leads New Zealand 11-0. 0-1 pitch on the way. Fouled straight back. 0-2 count to Tai Chi Nakao. Last chance for New Zealand as they're trailing here 11-0. 0-2 pitch from Salinas on the way. Just misses outside for ball one to bring the count to 1-2. So 1-2 count to Tai Chi Nakao. 1-2 pitch from Salinas on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three. And that is the fifth straight strikeout for Roque Salinas in the eighth of the ball game, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll bring up Shiloh Fruin. First pitch to him is down the middle for strike one, so 0-1 count to Shiloh Fruin. Came on to replace Pacal Grego in center field. 0-1 pitch from Salinas on the way, swing and a miss for strike two. Shiloh Fruin has a 0-2 count against him. Mexico leads 11-0. New Zealand down to their final two outs. Roque Salinas pitching for Mexico. 0-2 pitch from Salinas on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three. And that is the sixth straight strikeout, the ninth K of the game for Roque Salinas. What a performance he is putting on this morning. And Rapea will come up to the plate. Harrison Loff is now into the game. He swings and misses for strike one. So Harrison Loff now into the game. 0-1 pitch from Salinas on the way. Just misses upstairs for ball one. 1-1 count now to Loff, who came in to pinch hit for Rapea, the first baseman. Salinas on the mound for Mexico. 1-1 pitch from Salinas on the way. Hits the inside part of the plate for strike two. A 1-2 count now to Loff. He and New Zealand are down to their final strike. 0-2 count. 1-2 count. Salinas pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. And there it is. The seventh straight strikeout. The 10th of the game for Salinas. And he has thrown a no-hitter in four innings against New Zealand to lead his team, Mexico, to an 11-0 victory. What a performance. Seven strikeouts for Roque Salinas on the mound. Seven straight strikeouts. 10 Ks overall. And the seven straight strikeouts were all swinging. What a dominant performance Roque Salinas put on the mound for Mexico this morning. They beat New Zealand 11-0 and are now 2-0 in the standings in the group. I will step away as the PA announcer will announce the player of the game, and it should be no surprise to everybody. Roque Salinas should win it. He threw a no-hitter, 10 strikeouts in four innings against New Zealand, leading his team to an 11-0 victory.
The Ron Tellefson Player of the Game Award is presented in recognition of Babe Ruth's League's late president and CEO, Ron Tellefson. His commitment to our nation's youth was unsurpassed. His primary objective was that every child have the opportunity to play in this great game. We are honored this morning to have presenting the award is Sandra Eldridge, the Assistant Northern Florida State Commissioner for the Babe Ruth Baseball. For New Zealand, the award goes to the player who pitched a perfect fourth inning, number 12, Taylor the Badger Irwin. And for Mexico, the award goes to the player who pitched four perfect innings, had nine strikeouts, including the last seven. Number seven, Roque Salinas. Congratulations to these outstanding players.
Big League Chew, the player's bubblegum, is now the official bubblegum of Ripken Baseball. It's the number one shredded gum sold in the U.S., and it can now be enjoyed in gumball form. Look for Big League Chew bubblegum pouches at the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And don't forget your favorite retailer, where you can now find team buckets of individually wrapped Big League Chew gumballs. Whether in the dugout or in the stands, baseball and Big League Chew bubblegum are the perfect summer combo. You'll find a whole lot of gum in every pouch.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Jett. Mexico has beaten New Zealand 11-0 in four innings after a perfect game on the mound by Roque Salinas. By my count, he had 10 strikeouts and retired the last seven batters, all via swinging strikeouts. So what a dominant performance by him. Didn't allow a hit, didn't allow a walk, and threw four perfect innings. Perfect game, I should say. So he threw a perfect game against New Zealand to beat, and New Zealand beats Mexico, loses to Mexico 11-0. And Mexico goes to 2-0 in the standings. New Zealand goes to 1-1. The next game up here at 12:30 is Midwest Plains at Ohio Valley. I will have that game for you. Please stick around until then, or flip over to Channel 2 as the game over at Nationals Field should still be going on. Should be a good one. Australia and Korea. For everybody here at SFM Sports, I'm Ian Jett. Again, the final score today, 11-0 Mexico over New Zealand after a perfect game by Roque Salinas, the pitcher.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net to access game broadcast archives, live score updates, exclusive video interviews, and to listen live to the Cal Ripken World Series.